It's amazing. It's absolutely shocking. I was definitely not expecting it to win, to get an award for a second consecutive year. So I'm absolutely humbled by it, and you know, I'm so grateful that the jury have recognized the value of the film.
So last year I've been here with a little bit larger team. This year you're solo?
Well, I'm here with one of our producers, Mary Whitfield, who was a great, great support for the film. But yeah, our main producer, Matt Nelson, he's back in England. He was amazing and incredibly supportive. He was the same producer we had for Mike. You know, it was a great team. We used exactly the same team, and it's great that we have the same great results.
Did it have an impact last year, the winning of the Crystal Bear? Was it recognized in the UK as well?
Yeah, it was recognized because apparently it was the first Crystal Bear for Britain. It was very, very recognized. I think anything that you win in Berlin, such a big festival, it's definitely very much appreciated by the British industry.
So the theme of the movie, when did it come up to you to do a movie about that theme?
Which one, then?
When did it come up, the idea to you to do that, to shoot that movie?
Well, basically, we discovered the script in a competition that the UK Film Festival organized, and Mary Whitfield, the artistic director, and it won that competition. And I was in the judging panel, and I read the script, and I loved it because I thought it was a great opportunity to make a very honest and objective film about organized religion.
And then you realized it's hard to get a church to film in. It's hard to get a church to film in.
It was very hard to get a church to film because it's a very sensitive subject, and all the Catholic churches turned us down. But we found a really nice Anglican church and a really nice open-minded priest who loved the script, and he said that yes, we should be talking about these issues, and he was very supportive. So in the end, it did happen in a church in Crystal Palace, South London.
It looks so lightweighted in the movie because we only have these two main actors we can see. But if you see the team, there were 10 runners, and you had to build a...
Yeah. I mean, when you... Because it's an Anglican church, we had to dress it to look like an Irish Catholic church. And when you work in such a large space, you do need a lot of people. If you have to light all this space to redress this place, you need a lot of people to manage. I mean, the confession boxes, we built them from scratch. So there was a big art department team who constructed them and brought them inside the church. So this is why you need such a big crew, although it's only, most of the time you only see two close-ups.
Yeah, but you can see, it's not only close-ups, no, you film from upside down. And
yeah, there's all these top shots that are very difficult to do. We had an amazing grip who had worked in big films such as Harry Potter and all that. He was very experienced, and he managed to put the camera really high. All that stuff take time, and they need a very experienced crew to be able to, so that they get executed properly.
When I saw the movie the first time, the people weren't laughing, or at least not loud. And this time, I heard a lot of people laughing at the beginning when he starts his confession, and it's about sex, and people were laughing and so on.
Yeah, I mean, the film has a bit of a dark humor. Yeah, it does have dark humor. I mean, you are allowed to laugh at the answers of the priest and the ridiculousness of it, and how conservative the church is, and there is some dark humor in it, so people are allowed to definitely laugh at certain things.
But that stopped at a certain point in the movie when he said...
Well, at some point things get quite serious, and people realize that this is not a joke anymore. And there's something really serious behind all this.
And I have a question. I don't want to bother you any longer, but a lot of things are happening in the sound at the end of the movie. The camera is still pointed at the church. And at the very end of the movie, or I think it was before the last help cry, there's a thunder. Did you put it in or was it real?
No, of course we put it in.
Okay.
Of course we put it in. I think it was a very, very, very important sound. And it's, I think it's very clear what it says.
Okay.
In the film. So I don't want to explain it.
Okay, you don't have to. And again, my question I already asked you is, where could people find this movie if they are interested in, because it's in UK now, how does it get to German screens?
I don't know. Hopefully we'll be very soon selected from other festivals, hopefully in Germany. About German screens, I mean, as soon as we find, I mean, we have a Facebook page for A Confession. So if people go and like the page, they'll get all the information about where the film is going to be screened. As soon as we get a sales company, then they'll be able to represent the film and sell it to probably cinemas or festivals. And if people stay in touch with our Facebook page, they'll be informed where it's going to be screened.